Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey! Let's go!
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We want to talk about kitchen catastrophes. I feel like Erica probably has 100 stories because you can't cook.
Oh, well, if you don't try, then you don't fail.
I like it.
Thank you.
I like it.
Like, have you had a... Like, what a kitchen catastrophe is to me is like... They can be small. Like, I remember I make killer green chili. If you like green chili, like, I grew up in Longmont. Tons of Mexican families grew up with Mexican families. My green chili, like, Ben, the owner of El Jardin, likes my green chili better than, like, his family's green chili.
Well, maybe he should hire you.
Well, here's the thing. I was married to a woman who, one of the things you put in green chili to thicken it is flour.
Okay.
But she was... not gluten, not celiac, but gluten intolerant. Mm. So I was going to use the gluten-free flour. And Aaron can attest to this. That stuff is like, it's weird. It's so fine. It doesn't
feel
like regular flour. It's like real thin or whatever, but it just that's what you got to use. We'd had some sort of disaster in the pantry. So she put all of it in like Ziploc bags. It was no longer in its container, but you open it and you're like, you can tell by the texture, that's the gluten-free flour.
Okay.
So I was making like 5 gallons of this stuff. Wow. I had pounds and pounds of pork, pounds and pounds of green chili, did the whole thing, dumped the flour, made a perfect roux, made this thing. It was like great, handing it out to all my friends. My son goes in and takes a bite and almost threw up immediately.
Was it salt?
It was powdered sugar. Oh. They have almost exactly the same consistency.
No.
And that woman put each of them in Ziploc bags next to each other. Now, you're not going to do labeled. The cocaine test of like lick your finger and put it in your mouth for flour. So I ruined 5 gallons of green chili.
Oh. Yeah.
It was so full of powdered sugar. It was the worst thing I've ever done.
Like, that's bad.
That's that. Or another time, I had a grease fire in my apartment.
Ooh.
You're doing something, just grease fire. Well, I didn't grow up with grease fires. So I immediately grabbed the pot and put it
In the water.
No one tells you that, you guys.
No one really does. You like find out through stories like this.
And then it just lit everything. Like the curtains, the blinds over the sink. It was just like, it turns, it just splatters. It just moves the fire from the pan to everywhere else. It just, yeah. So two different, bad food, big fire.
Yeah.
Two kitchen catastrophes.
Yikes.
What do you have?
I don't think I've had a real terrible one. But my sister had to go to the hospital.
This is exactly what we're looking for.
I don't remember what they were cooking. And for some reason, she just went to take it out of the oven with no hot pads on and just grabbed it and then was like, and dropped it. And then it shattered. And then their dog was eating all the hot and going like,
but they don't want to stop. They're like, I gotta get it down before somebody stops me.
The dog is still alive to this day. She's very old. And then she had to go to the hospital because I think she had like scorched her hand.
Of course.
Then you're coming home to glass, food,
a dog who's on fire.
Like having hot poops.
My God.
What is that move to grab it without the thing? My wife does it all the time, and I think it's because she knows I don't like the oven, and so she'll take.
She's showing off.
Yeah, she won't use
it. If it's only 200, you can kind of grab it.
Not all the time. Like, she will if it's super hot, but what? It never even crosses my mind to try it. Or she'll just use a little towel.
If it's only if you're warming it up at 200.
Put the glove on.
You don't have to get all hazmatted up to grab something.
What is that? What's wrong with your sister?
No, my sister's brain just stopped working, and she was just like, time to get it out. I've done the exact same thing. And just didn't.
It's happened to me putting it back in. Like, if you're making something, you take it out and you have to stir it, like,
or you're like checking
or whatever, and you're like, you have to stir it. But when you first put it in, it was in the fridge. So you just like, you grab it. But so you hazmat up, get it out, stir. And then you do something else. You're like, oh, I'll put it back in. And you're just like, gah. The second you grab it, you're like, it's too late.
Yeah.
And you're melted to it.
Right.
Oh.
Ew.
My worst nightmare.
Write it down. If you are, if you've been a victim of a kitchen catastrophe, we'd love to hear your story. 303-222-5423. You can text or call.
When I was in college.
Oh, boy.
We didn't have much of a kitchen, but we had a microwave and we had Easy Mac. My roommate was going to make Easy Mac. So we put it into the microwave, forgot to add the water.
No.
The microwave exploded.
The microwave?
Yeah, because there's nothing in there. It's like,
heat up. Yeah.
Our dorm room was just filled with smoke, like really thick, smelly.
So alarms are going off.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Plastic is burnt.
Yep. So we did what the responsible thing, obviously. We opened the window, first and foremost. We shut the door, and we went out of town for the weekend. We left it.
The disaster.
That is none of our business.
Yeah, what am I supposed to do?
Okay.
Yeah. Does that count? Does that count as a kitchen?
Yes, 100%.
Kitchenette disaster.
Yeah. No, but I can't tell you how many times, like you're a little hammered and you come home and you're going to make ramen or something and you put something on the stove and then you go sit on the couch while it's cooking.
Yep.
Oh, and then you
fall asleep. Mm-hmm. And then eventually all the water is cooked off and the fire department's there and you're like, what?
I had a buddy fall asleep with a pizza in the oven and he woke up like 9 hours later.
Oh.
And it's just torched the whole house.
Yeah. We still ate it, but.
Oh.
The other one I bring up every time this happens, my mom, we got one of the cutting edge technology self-cleaning ovens. And somebody told her you can put your pans in there.
Oh.
And it like your like cast iron pans. And if they got gunk on them, you leave them in there during the self-clean and it'll clean them right off. And I'm like, really? Okay. Because it gets up to like 1,000 degrees. It just burns everything off of it.
Stop.
G-hack,
It's leave it going for hours. So much anxiety.
Yeah.
So my mom was like, she started the cycle. She's like, if it's on fire, just call the fire. And I was like, and she leaves. Like, I don't know, 30 minutes later, it's on fire.
No.
Fire. Yeah, it will work on a cast iron pan. Not a cast iron pan with a wood handle.
Oh.
The wood lights on fire.
And then you can't open that
oven. You cannot
open
it. So it's just, I'm doing the TAC. Every window's open, and I went on vacation.
None of my business.
I never came back to that house. All right, if you've had a kitchen catastrophe, we'd love to hear about it. 303-222-5423.
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're talking about...
Okay.
Does anybody else want to take over?
Yeah, we're talking about kitchen catastrophes.
Austin?
Yai.
Yai. Kitchen catastrophe. Oh my God. I've never known a girl named Austin.
That's you have.
Really cool.
Is this our friend Austin?
Maybe.
Like with the fame, with the name from the Cinderella story?
Maybe.
Oh my gosh. DM me back.
What is going on? What are we doing?
I'm sorry. Anyway, what's her thing?
Okay, sorry. What was your kitchen catastrophe?
Well, I've got three, so I'm going to go really quick.
Okay.
I have done the sweet potato marshmallow thing where I caught my oven on fire at one point.
Those bad boys will go.
They spark.
They will. They will just.
Terrifying. Yeah, it is terrifying and embarrassing at the same time. My other one was drunk in college. I was making pasta for a bunch of my friends, and the red pepper flakes were open on the wrong side.
Yes.
So that they just kind of fell in.
Yeah. And
then you're just screwed. Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Trying to like scoop them out and not making it.
No, they're screwed.
There's so many.
Yep. On fire.
Yeah.
And then my other one that I've done three times, and I don't know why, but I love cooking with cast iron. Wow. And I immediately just go into the oven and grab it. And I don't know why.
Yeah, because you were grabbing it on the stove. Like you've been grabbing it on the stove.
It's like when you like do something on the stove and then you put it into the oven to.
Yeah, and it goes straight in, but now the whole thing is hot.
Yeah.
And you just go in and you 100%. Grab it to.
Yep.
I've done that so many times. I do a halibut and I finish it in the oven and you're just like, yoink, ah! Yeah.
It's why it's called cast iron, because you need a cast after
my
you.
God.
Yeah, that's what you do for
burn yourself.
Yeah. Austin, DM us back, okay?
Just me.
No, I'll DM you too. Thank you for the call. What the actual. Okay.
You met her at Colorado Dunn.
I did?
Oh my gosh.
No We've wonder she doesn't so message you.
Yeah.
Okay. Ashley?
Yay!
Kitchen catastrophe. What happened?
So I was in college and I was studying abroad in England and I was really homesick and I decided to cook my entire flat Thanksgiving dinner.
Oh.
Cute.
Even though they don't celebrate Thanksgiving and I've never cooked Thanksgiving dinner before.
Yeah, that's going to go well.
Yeah.
The thing to do.
They won't know the difference.
Right. So I call my grandma and I ask her how long to cook the turkey for, and she says, cook it for 13 minutes a pound. And so I read the package on the turkey and I put it in the oven, and the oven's working fine because everything else that I cook comes out great. The timer goes off. I pull out the turkey. I start carving it. It is raw.
Yeah, because you put a frozen turkey in.
The label was in kilograms and not in pounds.
You were trying your best.
Yeah, you did try.
Yeah. And the oven was Celsius. So, it was all messed
up. We ate all the fixings
metric system.
And we ate the turkey at 6.
Oh. You ate everything else and then the turkey later?
You have to. Everything's ready.
The turkey took, everything else was ready and the turkey needed 3 more hours to cook.
That's
horrifying.
I'm so sad.
It's so cute.
That is cute. Thank you, Ashley. Eric. Eric?
Hello.
Kitchen catastrophe, what happened?
First time doing ribs in the oven, preheated it to 400, and I put the barbecue sauce on, and the whole thing caught on fire and ruined dinner altogether.
The sauce caught on fire?
Did you put it on a pan?
Are you not supposed to put the sauce on until later?
That's some hot sauce.
Hack, you're like 0-3 on this one. I want you to know.
He was holding on to that.
Let the other two go, but that you're like, you're starting
okay,
to.
At least I thought.
I think you saw some at the end at low heat, is the way I do it.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Mary?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. kitchen catastrophe. we are falling apart. It's the wrong time of the show to have the wheels this far off. But yeah, what happened?
So this was many years ago when I was young and single. I was cooking Shabbat dinner for a bunch of my friends. Mm. I probably had like 3 or 4 casseroles in the oven. And I had a guy friend over who was just hanging out. I found out later it was an accidental date. But what made things even worse is all of a sudden I hear this loud boom in the oven that, like, makes everybody jump. And I realized that one of the Pyrexes, which is not supposed to shatter, had exploded in the oven, which I guess would have been fine if it was just the one dish, but, the dishes in the oven now are fragmented.
There's a different Pyrex. There's, like, capital, which are safe, and then lowercase, which aren't safe. Or there's something
Shut your
like
mouth. That's a real thing.
Feels illegal. Yeah. Mary, did you see that guy again, or...?
Unfortunately, I mean, we, like, it coexisted in the same social sphere, but I'm, like, frantically trying to, like, clean up my kitchen, and, like, once that I cleaned up the mess, like, I just started cleaning areas in my kitchen that didn't need to be cleaned, because I'm just, like, get away from me, like, you didn't stop, like, yeah, well, so I had to remake everything in time for dinner the next night.
Yeah. Sucked. Any stupid puns you want to throw out there?
No.
That's
good.
No,
you've killed my creativity.
Oh, here we go. Orion. Arion?
Arion.
Arion. Yeah. All right. Kitchen catastrophe.
Yay. We happened to be hosting a party for a congressman, so I was probably like a little bit anxious. And I had a dinner roll. And I was slicing it for the congressman, and I promptly sliced the tip of my index finger. But I thought, I tried to play cool and put a Band-Aid over it. And then later in the evening, I was, I'm a pianist, so I was playing some Christmas carols. And there was blood all over the keys.
With a sliced index finger?
So well. It did not stop bleeding. So I ended up having to go to the emergency room to get it sewn up because it was late
at night.
Did you
get the tip off?
It was long. So I was a long time ago. So Dick Cheney was in the hospital having a heart surgery, and I had to go in to get the tip of my finger. It was the same hospital.
And Dick was in the same hospital where you cut the tip off?
Yes. Okay. We're done here. No, Arion, you were amazing. We're done.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9. Time for news or nope. Because I'm forgetful, I believe... Who's noped already? Hacks used a nope.
I have.
I think I noped you back.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So there's... Yeah, okay. Yeah, there was very vindictive Taylor Swift noping that happened.
Yeah, I'm still mad at you.
Oh.
News. News.
No. No.
News.
Stop.
News.
Stop.
Our only real hope is to decide. This is news or nope.
For real, the best one we've ever done. And Aaron went for the high one on the end.
Oh.
Didn't you?
I do it every time.
Yeah, but that one was dead.
Okay. You just really nailed it.
God, she nailed it.
Okay. Thank you, guys.
Do we even do it? Or are we like just...
Good evening.
Good evening.
Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
GameStop has announced Trade Anything Day, where you can trade nearly anything for store credit.
Like
they have some exceptions, like drugs and dead animals. Everything else, go ahead.
What about
favors?
Favor?
Doesn't say anything. Interesting. It's on December 6th. Okay. Trade anything for some store credit at GameStop.
Interesting. What are they gonna do with all the stuff?
No idea.
This is brilliant.
This is dangerous.
This is brilliant.
Why?
Because do you guys remember the Nordstrom thing? How Nordstrom would take anything back?
Yeah.
This is that same thing.
But like also,
some woman brought a tire back to Nordstrom, right?
Yeah.
We've all heard that.
Right.
Could be urban legend, but they're like, GameStop is getting, I don't know, the 14th biggest show in Denver to talk about it right now. That's us.
Not the 14th.
I know we're like 16th, but that's okay.
A little higher.
Okay. But like, this is a big deal. Like,
yeah.
What are you going to try? I'm going to try some stuff.
Or if you just have some like crap from last Christmas.
That's what I'm saying.
You were given and you're like, why not just go trade it in?
Yeah. Do you think you can go there and get other people's stuff? Like, kind of be a middleman? Or like,
hey, I happen to like that thing.
Yeah.
Or if Eric is in there trading favors.
Well, I'm not going to trade favors. I just thought.
She's the one who asked. Why'd you ask?
I thought that would be what was on the exception list was like, okay, no getting crazy with it. The little sound slacker place that goes, woo, woo, woo. Yeah.
Game's up. I'm looking at you. Eric will be in there. She's got two sounds for you. Anybody want to guess the second one?
Boing.
Boing.
Oh.
Of course it's that one.
I was thinking boing or dog bark.
Okay. You are the boing.
I know. I'm sorry. Good evening.
Good evening.
Is anyone else here a big fan of The Family Stone, the movie?
No. I've seen it. Is that what happens in that one?
It's like Diane Keaton, Sarah Jessica Parker, Luke Wilson.
Is the dad dead?
Rachel McAdams. I don't know if the dad is, but I believe Diane Keaton's character passed at the end of the film. You can still watch it and enjoy it.
I'm pretty sure I've seen the movie.
One of the brothers brings Sarah Jessica Parker home and then they all hate her.
Yes. Yeah. I've definitely seen this movie.
Accidentally watched that with Dane right before bringing him home to meet my family for the first time.
What are you doing?
The film's director is talking about there may be a sequel to it, but it is definitely hitting home more after Diane Keaton passed. And he's like, I've been spending time and like dealing with the loss of her character, and then her passing away is making it harder, but also maybe more reason to really do this and get the cast back together. He says he'll only do it if the OG cast goes.
Do you remember if the dad's dead?
I don't remember.
What is the movie called?
The Family Stone.
The Family Stone.
That is a spoiler alert, so I shouldn't say that.
I don't know if it's really a spoiler, though.
There's a lot of heavy hitters.
The dad is
Rachel
not
McAdams?
Dead. Yeah, Rachel McAdams, Craig T. Nelson.
It's one of those
Claire Danes is not good. Yeah, it's a really good, if you haven't seen it before.
For an ensemble, it's a good, like, get the family together.
Some big spoilers we didn't spoil.
Okay.
Watch The Family
it's
Stone.
It's about a family of stoners?
No, they're talking about a ring. Family Stone.
And they're less.
What is the movie I'm thinking of where the dad's dead?
I have no idea. None of my business.
If you know the movie I'm talking about where the dad is dead.
The Lion King?
303-222-5423. It's another ensemble cast, and then the dad is dead. They think the dad left, and he's actually dead.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry.
Good evening.
Good evening. Sorry.
Slacker's choice.
This is where
today.
I leave you. Sorry. No.
I don't.
Okay. Slacker's choice today.
Oh God. He knows how
the
to not get note.
Of a note.
He knows how to get
Would
not get note.
Slacker like a story that will anger him or make him happy today?
Let's do anger.
Yeah.
Let's do angry. Well.
Yeah.
Three Apple Watches in the room, and they're all lying to you. Your fitness tracker is not accurate at calorie burn evaluation.
I've heard this. No.
Is that?
Be careful.
Are you putting the P on the end of that?
No, I'm not. Just okay. I'm just saying no. Who said?
A 2020 study examined popular brands like Apple, Garmin, Polar, and Fitbit. I forget, you had the Apple or the Fitbit?
If you call my watch, I have the Apple Watch Ultra 3. This thing is like keeping beverages cool. It's so big.
It found that Garmin underestimated calorie burn, while Apple Watches tend to overestimate how many calories you're burning.
You have?
I don't use
it. So it's like vanity sizing on your watch?
No, I just think that it's not based on enough factors in your body. So it's guessing. But your steps should be pretty accurate.
Okay. Yeah. And all three of you wear these. Mm-hmm. They're all lying to you.
I'm not going to it for calorie burn. I'm looking at my steps.
Okay. Let's take a break and we'll see how many calories I burn beating the living crap out of you.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but... Scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
Something is happening
oh.
this week, and I feel unprepared for it, ill-prepared, if you will.
Okay. Can we help? Can we?
I think you're all going to tell me to get a life. Mm-hmm. My sweet baby Swanson.
Do not do this.
Is turning one. He's turning one, and even worse, I have to leave him for a wedding on his birthday.
Dane, if you're listening, please put a baby in this woman so she shuts up about her dogs.
Not yet.
The moment you realize what being an actual parent is all about, your dog, I've said this already, you are going to boot that dog across the room.
Mm, yep.
I look at him every day and I think, you're the sweetest, cutest, most cuddly. I'm not going to
lie. Your dog is.
He's just a love bug.
And he's magnificent.
Yeah.
He's glorious looking. He's just got his coloration.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is.
That would also be known as coloring.
Fortissimo.
Yeah.
He's a gorgeous dog.
He's but, the perfect, I call him a termite because he's a little bit of a chewer. He's just my perfect little tiny termite. And he's going to be one and I'm leaving. I'm just going, off to boarding you go. Do you think he knows?
Do I think your dog has a concept of time, and he's like looking at his little paw watch.
He's like Harry Potter drawing a cake in the dirt.
Yes.
Like,
yeah. Oh, I do think he might be doing that.
Yeah.
And actually, we did, we probably shouldn't admit this. We did put our Apple watches together recently and put it around him just to see. He wore it like a collar for about 10 seconds.
Why?
So he could tell time.
Okay. I'm all for you celebrating your dog, but you could celebrate your dog today and he wouldn't know. You could celebrating 5 weeks from now and he would, like, as long as he gets the cake, the same goes for your children. Like when your child turns one and you have them in that, the high chair, and you let them just ham out on a cake, which is the dumbest thing.
No, it's so funny. Yeah.
It's not funny.
It is funny because their reaction, hilarious.
But then they get cake up in their nose.
Yeah, they're fine.
It's great.
It's what I want to do for my birthday.
Yeah. We can make that happen for you.
May 1st?
Yeah.
Great. Yeah. We will absolutely.
We'll get you in a high chair.
Somebody put it in their phone. We are going to get you a diaper.
Okay. Oh. I'm already wearing one.
Yeah, this just got a whole another
TX
level.
TX shirtless, just sitting.
Doing a cake smash.
My dream.
Ooh, your birthday. It's going
to
be a Friday.
Does anybody know, you know what would be great? Is like go to one of those places with one of the huge like Adirondack chairs. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
One of the huge chairs and we just put you up in it and let you go to town on a cake.
That would be fun.
Oh, we are doing this for you. Okay. But we're not doing anything for your stupid dog.
But he's the sweet, like.
I understand.
I just feel bad that I'm leaving him. And also, what do you do for a dog's birthday? He has a sensitive tummy.
He doesn't care. I don't know how to tell you this.
Get him some toys.
Okay.
He doesn't care, you guys.
Yeah, what do you do for a dog's birthday? You skip it.
But his half birthday, we got him a special treat.
His half birthday?
Yeah, that's too far.
Yeah, or maybe it was once we had him 6 months. Either way.
So I think this is a time where we'd like some suggestions on our text line.
I would
303-222-5423. Please call in and suggest Thorazine, Wellbutrin, Lithium.
What are you?
Prozac. What medication do you think Erica should be on?
Well,
that's what I want for my birthday.
Both Swanson and I are on trazodone.
Yeah.
At times.
KALC and KALC HD1, Denver Boulder.
The Slacker Show.
Broadcasting from the Belco Credit Union studios. Bank like a Colorado local with Belco Credit Union. Visit belco.org today.
Insured by NCUA.
Alice 105.9.
Always free on the Odyssey app.
Am I wrong? This is a bit of a heavier.
Yes. OPP. Yes.
It's other people's problems. OPP. You send them. We'll talk to you and try to fix them. What's happening?
Today we have Nicole, and she. We're going to talk about her 14-year-old daughter.
Okay, Nicole?
Yay!
What's going on with your 14-year-old daughter?
Well, guys, she's been acting, like, really moody and spends a lot of time alone in her bedroom. It's like listening to My Chemical Romance and Lana Del Rey.
Not a bad band.
Okay.
Yeah, and I guess she's been posting some, like, really sad song lyrics on her Instagram.
Okay.
I mean, you know, she's listening to these artists. You can imagine how sad they get. Mm-hmm. And my husband is just overreacting about it.
What do you mean he's overreacting about it?
He's like, got his hands in the air. He's worried that she's, like, depressed and might do something drastic.
Are you worried at all? It doesn't seem so. Well,
she's laughing.
I'm on the same level as he is. He wants to put her in therapy to, like, get at the problem. But, I mean, I don't know. My husband will never know what it's like to be a teenage girl. I do. It's a very teenage girl thing to do.
Okay.
Yes, it is. Don't. Ever go in the archives of my Facebook statuses when honestly everything was fine.
Wait, you did this?
I think we all did this, didn't we? It was like when you kind of didn't yet quite understand what the internet was and how many people could see it and stuff, you'd be like, And anyway, here's my favorite Taylor Swift lyric. And it was like the most depressing lyric you could find.
But were you doing it for attention? Or why were you doing
that? No, I think it was just like, you just have so many feelings at that age. And you're expressing them, and that's how you know to express them.
Yeah. I think I did. I did the same thing. I think I did it for attention. For sure. Like, if I'm breaking it down now, probably girls.
Okay, so there may have been the same for me, like maybe attention from boys.
There's an element of the song lyric of like, I know a song that no one else knows. And so I'll be mysterious and I'll post this lyric and no one will know what I'm actually.
Okay, but can I just ask a question, because your husband's not here to defend himself and I just want to ask this.
Yeah.
Does anybody know anybody who has died by suicide? Because I do. And they also do this.
Oh, yeah. Right.
So how do we know which one is just normal teenage girl behavior and which one is a desperate cry for help?
Right. I don't think that you really know unless you really know your daughter. And it's hard to say which parent is correct here.
So
I don't think you would ever be angry at yourself for taking it seriously, though, because otherwise you're going to regret it.
But
I mean, she's a teenage girl. Emphasis on teenage. Like, her hormones are just probably raging. Like,
and maybe she doesn't understand it. She's so maybe going to therapy will help her understand all of her emotions, all of her feelings.
I think it's just making it worse. I think he's trying to force a conversation. And yeah.
Therapy at that age is hard. My parents split up when I was 13. So like right around this age, and I remember them like trying to force therapy on me, and I just like, I think only once or twice, and I was very like, why do I need to go? But I had a lot of big feelings. So in hindsight, I'm glad. I also think that was a way of them going, we're just like looking out for you. We just want to make sure you're okay. Mm-hmm. It's so hard to say which way is the right way.
And I'm wondering because I was similar to you, like I had the best life ever. I just was moody, teenager, that kind of stuff.
You know you had the best life ever now?
Now.
But you didn't think you had the best life when you were
just
it.
Moody. Yeah, just angry or emotions, all those feelings and stuff. And I think at that time, if I would have been put in therapy, I don't know, because like you could have convinced me that I actually was really sad or something, like, because I was looking for someone to confirm that you're upset and this is unfair and you're angsty and all this stuff. And if that was confirmed, I don't know. Like, I could have been convinced of something that maybe wasn't true.
There are some, I don't even want to go down that, but there are some books and things out there now that say sometimes talk therapy is a bad thing, because instead of like getting over it, you just dwell on it.
Right. Or if the therapist is like, yes, and you are depressed. And it's like, wait, what?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Like, oh, okay. So I'm depressed. And then it's like a label on you.
But you guys.
And that's what I don't want.
I know.
But Nicole, I don't want to do this.
Are you noticing anything with like her friends saying anything, or like her friends kind of going through this similar stuff? If it's just like that group, or I don't know.
I mean, yeah, a lot of her friends are kind of the same. They like listen to the same, like, I guess you would call them, like, in my day it was like emo, right?
Yeah.
And right. Yeah.
Let me get the phone number in here. 303-222-5423. You can text or call. I don't believe that shoving her into therapy is necessarily the right thing either, but you're so, I know you were a girl, so you have every right to be flippant about this, but what if you're wrong?
And also, just because you were that way doesn't mean your daughter is that way. I'm really struggling with a side on this.
Me too.
So, Erica, I just want to go back to you.
Yeah.
If I were your father and I read those things,
yeah,
I would be concerned, right?
Maybe not to this level, it seems like. Like, a lot of them were Taylor Swift, let's be honest. But I was listening to music my parents probably didn't understand. I was closing myself in my room and playing guitar. Like, there's definitely things that would have made them look closer, keep a more watchful eye.
This is incredibly personal. I shouldn't ask it on the air, but I'm going to do it anyway. Have you ever even considered?
Not for a moment.
Okay.
But that doesn't mean.
Correct. That's what I'm trying to say. It's like, you just don't know who's actually just being moody.
Right.
Like three of you were. And who's.
Were you not? Do you think you have this phase?
You were like actually bullied.
Yeah, but I just played guitar and got through it. Like I just was sad when my parents would go, these are the best years of your life. High school is the best. And I was like, oh my God, please no.
It better not be.
Yeah. And then when I got out, I was like, oh, thank God. Yeah. I was right. That sucked. And now, God, life is awesome. But I never considered it. Like, that's something I never consider that. I don't think you're wrong if you do consider that. I mean, it's just a thing that some people, you know, but like, I'm scared that Nicole is too flippant, but I also love her mom energy. It's like, oh my God, don't force
like let the depression her work label through it.
On my kid. Yeah.
Do you guys talk a lot, Nicole? Like, do you have an open dialogue with her or is she pretty shut off?
Again, I mean, I feel like we have some good open dialogue. I feel like when my husband tries to force the conversation during dinner, like about her emotions and like
she shuts down.
He's being pretty transparent and she shuts down. She sees right through it. So yeah, I'm just worried that the more that we push her, the more that she's going to get bad ideas in her head, start thinking that she is actually depressed instead of like just working through it herself. So
there's not a right answer to this one.
And it's so hard. Like you said before, there isn't necessarily that sign that you're looking for, that one thing that, you know, if this happens, now we know to act up. And I don't know what's overreacting and what is just being overly cautious, or just not even overly, just like doing the right thing.
Because the sick thing is, and I don't even like saying this out loud, but if your daughter did do something, then you'd all go like, the signs were there.
We knew.
Right.
But then if nothing happens, you go, just a phase, told you.
Yeah.
Like. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know what I should do.
Okay, hang on. We're going to. I'm hoping there's a professional listening or other parents who have.
And I'm torn. I struggle to say this, but so far, right, she has not quite given dramatic signs. That being said, a lot of times there are no signs.
Right.
And so I don't know that that's even worth
the people
weighing,
who I know,
you know what I mean?
That have done this, who have unfortunately died by suicide, left signs like this, but you're just like,
they weren't loud.
Right. And then you go back and go, oh my God.
Or a lot of the times they're hiding it very well.
Right.
But I don't think the dad's way is right. Cause if you shove this kid into therapy, it's not even shove him into therapy. Just make him every day. You're like hounding him. Why are you so sad? If you act like, don't you hate it when people go, what's wrong? What's wrong?
Yeah.
Ask me enough times, something's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Even when nothing was wrong when you started.
Yeah.
So Nicole needs advice about a moody teenage girl. Is it a cry for help or is it just the way they are? 303-222-5423.
It's not your problem. It's theirs. The Slacker Show's OPP.
303-222-5423.
Alice
105.9. We're trying to help out Nicole. This is a much heavier thing than I thought it was going to be. She basically has a teenage daughter who's doing what I'm now finding out is very seemingly normal in air quotes behavior. She's vague posting, sad posting.
Right. But is it normal on her side? Like we only know from being on the other side where we were just posting stuff and whatever. You know?
But it reads like depression.
Totally.
So dad not having the hormones of a girl is like, we got to get her therapy. She might do something drastic. And Nicole is like, oh my God, dude, relax. This is just what we do. And everyone in this room who had social media when they were young, you guys and T-Hack are like, yeah, no, this is what we do. Erica's in there posting the saddest whatever Taylor Swift lyrics,
right,
but it didn't mean you were on a path for something bad.
No, I was generally quite happy.
Okay, so we're going to try to get some help. I don't want to be the guy that says, hey, ignore it. This is just advice. We're at no time going to tell him he can't do anything about it, right? Mm-hmm. Tanya?
Yay.
What do you think?
First off, my daughter, she's 17 right now, and she's into the emo And she just tells me it's popular now.
Okay.
Which it is.
But when I was younger, I was into grunge and Nirvana and stuff, and you know, I was in my room and played guitar, and my parents took me to a psychiatrist, and next thing you know, the psychiatrist had them put me in Cleo Wallace for a month.
You went into a psych ward?
I was in a psych ward for nothing. And I was like, what is going on? I was confused. I didn't know. So then I hated my parents after that. You know, I was like, how dare you? You know, and then when I got out of it, they repainted my walls, tore down all my posters, all kinds of stuff. And it was just like,
they overreacted,
you know,
because they did not know
too far.
Yeah, it went way, way too far. And it's like, just because, and I don't know what was discussed outside the office with the psychiatrist. And it all started because I was talking to my counselor at school and I just got emotional and cried. I mean, I just needed to get a cry out, you know? Led to a therapist and it led to Cleo Wallace.
I just hope the counselors are more equipped now.
I think so. I think like therapists in general wouldn't be like, well, let's get her in there. Like,
yeah, let's.
You got to approach it differently.
Thank you for the call, Tanya. Oh my God.
Yeah.
But again, like that's the extreme the other way. They took it too far. But if you don't do anything and something bad happens, Brandon.
Yai.
What do you think?
So I think therapy would be the absolute worst thing that they could do for her. As someone that recently, you know, graduated college, went through that whole phase through college and high school and whatnot, the biggest thing is I found a good friend group that was very close with me. And the fact that she's outspoken about it, what that tells me is that's her personality and she doesn't mean anything, you know, suicidal or anything and that such. I've hung out with a lot of people in that sort, but it's just kind of a interesting dark side of, you know, learning about life kind of way. So if she's open and open spoken about it, I don't see any issue with that. And as she gets older, I mean, she's going to realize, you know, it's probably good to go another direction. Maybe she doesn't, but right now and, you know, her state and age, absolutely do not put her in therapy. That would make her much more rebellious in a lot of different ways.
I know. And thank you for the call, Brandon. Appreciate like, to say absolutely not.
Yeah.
We don't know. But I mean, a therapist, look, surgeons cut. So when you go to a surgeon, they go, yeah, you need knee replacements. Like, no, right. I don't. Mm-hmm. Do therapists like go, oh yeah, you need this.
I go to therapy every week and she's not going like, oh, you're going like, it's so bad. We kind of just chit chat. And I was thinking about that, but we're having so many texts come in and people are saying like, get some sort of evaluation. Someone other than the parents needs to talk to her.
Because mom is so flippant and dad is so sky is falling and neither one of them are right.
But you can frame that differently than something's wrong with you.
Okay. We actually have a school counselor here.
Oh.
Noel?
Yai.
Yai. You're a counselor. You probably hear this a lot, right?
Yes, but I had to call in because one of the things that I'm not understanding is it's not a discussion on do we shove someone in therapy or not? I don't know exactly what she wrote or what concerned her father, but I want to know, did someone have a conversation with her and say, this is what's causing me concern. What did you mean by this? And then no one should be afraid to say, are you thinking about hurting yourself? Are you thinking about killing yourself? You know, old school, we used to think, oh no, we're going to put that idea in their head, but you're really not. It's really, you're finding out what level is she at? And we have several protocols that we can take someone through and talk to them. And hopefully she has a relationship with her school counselor and her parents could even just have them talk to her. And you know what? Err on the side of caution. You don't want to go and brush something under the rug and then it was something major.
I don't want to sound like an old fogey here, but I don't really have much choice. School counselors when I was in school, what a joke. What a complete, it's practically the gym teacher just doubling for whatever.
No, I think it's more serious now.
Right now, my daughter's counselor is a cool chick. Like, I feel like Mia can go talk to this woman. Mia has been like, I don't know what my class load looks like. And she goes and talks to her and it's like, oh, this is cool.
Yeah.
Like, it's totally different.
Yeah.
So, do you?
Everyone, there's 988, which is a really easy thing to remember. And that's a suicide hotline. And you don't just need to call them
if you're on the verge of hurting yourself, you can call them. You could chat with them. You could ask them advice. Uh-huh. You can ask questions. So they could even call 988 as parents and say, is this concerning or isn't this concerning? But you got to ask those follow-up questions, because what is it going to hurt to ask those follow-up questions?
If the parents called you, is that something a parent can do? Is like, hey, could you pull my daughter out of class and just talk to her? Really?
Yeah.
Oh. That's what like
absolutely.
A lot of the texts are saying.
If you don't know how to have the conversation, grab the counselor.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I keep cutting you off. You know, I would say, what are your concerns? I don't know exactly what concerned dad and not mom, but yeah. If it's, she might just be expressing herself in her writing. She might be making up new lyrics. I don't know, but you're not going to know unless you ask her.
Wow.
And so why sit around and go, do we put her in therapy or not, when you haven't even asked the first questions of like, what is going on with you? Why did you write this? Or why did you, whatever she did.
Noelle, you sound like an awesome counselor, yeah. And mm-hmm. you are really tying this together for us. Thank you for the call. 988, mm-hmm. obviously something you should use. And if you have more advice for Nicole, text in to us at 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
Princess just got here and she's already screwing everything up.
Wow.
Oh my gosh. Well, I'd like to discuss a tradition in my family.
I'd like to discuss a tradition in this family.
And I'd like to bring my tradition to us.
I'd like to tell you that our tradition is to not have traditions.
Why are you fighting? This sounds like my tradition.
So with my family, there's so many siblings, step-siblings, significant others, whatever. We have decided no more gifts for everyone.
Love that.
Every adult child, so not the kids, not the parents,
yeah.
gets a name of one of the other adult children. And we do Secret Santa every year. Mm. Super fun.
You do get to a point. I mean, there's four total siblings, and then everybody got married, everybody had kids, and you just get to a point, it's like, I just can't.
No way.
I can't buy four of my parents, and then my brothers do very well.
Right.
So what am I going to buy? Like,
yeah, that's I can't buy you anything. That's like, I have with one of my sisters. I'm like, hey, you guys don't need anything.
Right.
But, and now that there's eight nieces and nephews, it's just like, you know, we got to just break it up. So we do Secret Santa. It's always so fun. My mom does it. She makes sure that none of the significant others get each other.
Secret Santa's not the one you can steal. Like, I'm literally buying a present for yes. that person.
And we do like $100. So you're supposed to get like a good gift for them.
$100. But it's the one gift that you're getting.
From a sibling. Then our parents get us gifts.
Okay. Okay.
And our significant others do.
Okay.
I was pretty gypped when I was single with this set. But that's okay. I just didn't have a person. But I think we should bring that to the Slacker Show.
We have a long-standing tradition of not buying each other anything that I stand by, because I don't want to buy anybody anything.
I feel like you should buy all of us gifts.
Oh, my.
That's outrageously good idea, right?
I should buy everybody gifts.
Well, whose name is on the...
Right.
Show.
So then y'all should buy me gifts, because you all have jobs.
But we don't make
You're
as
welcome.
Much as you. I used to get a bonus from an old prominent radio.
See, Chris gave you a bonus?
It was not bad either.
Shut your mouth.
I shouldn't be saying any of this. But yes, he took care of his staff at Christmas time. Sorry.
Is he looking to expand his staff?
Potentially.
Yeah, why don't you go apply real quick?
No,
I just knocked one off the Secret Santa list. Now there's three.
Secret Santa.
Let's do that. That's why I have to buy you all something.
Yes. Yes.
I don't like Secret Santa. We're doing secret if we're doing any. No.
I'm just saying, it'd be fun if we did like a $20 gift, but it could be cute. Like, you guys could give me a dachshund thing, and I don't know what everyone else would want.
You can't pick what you get.
No, but here's the thing. Like, you guys, you're ruining it for me again.
You're going to like get us presents?
I don't. No, I'm not going to get you presents. First off, y'all have Slacker Show hats and stuff.
Yeah.
Who bought
that's
those?
True. Yeah. That's
okay,
true.
Shut it.
Yeah.
That's true.
Everybody, inhale. You know that air you're breathing? Yeah, mine.
Good point. Good point.
This isn't going well for
no,
you.
No, it's not. No,
the texters are not going to like you for this.
Here's the thing that I don't know if it's not from a place of being mean. I think of it as being generous, but it does ruin it. When I've done Secret Santa, I always double or triple whatever the limit is.
Right. And then everyone else feels.
Right. Even on like White Elephant, it's like $25 and I go buy like an, I remember distinctly bringing an iPod
terrible.
To a $25 gift exchange. Because that one, the White Elephant, is when you can steal.
Right.
And then it's just murder, death, kill. It's like yeah. Thunderdome. Everybody's just like, oh, the iPod. And they're just, it's so fun.
So you just love not drama, spreading joy drama, and cheer.
Drama,
but yeah.
Drama. There's chaos. Still joy and cheer for one person.
Yeah,
and then there's just carnage. Yes. Stir the pot.
Okay, so no secrets.
No, we can do it if you guys really want to do it.
I just think it would be cute and we could open them on the air and figure out who got what. Yeah.
How do we?
But we don't. I'm sorry. It's been so long since I've done a Secret Santa because I've worked here and we don't do it.
Right.
Hold on. This was a tradition. I can say his name aloud. This Steve and I were just like, let's not buy. Because we were just like,
yeah.
Right.
Dude, I don't want to buy you anything. You don't want to buy me anything. Because then you just get, and then, mm-hmm. But like, yeah. If you guys want to change, like, it was leave not- Erica out of it. Don't let her influence you.
Well, I think I've only done it. I was in like seventh grade, maybe, last time I did it. So I forget. No one else knows who's getting
right. to this each group, other, right? It's going to be so dumb. Nobody in this room can keep a secret, period. Facts.
That's not true.
Okay.
For this, I could.
No, you couldn't.
Yeah, huh?
But for this, I'm not going to tell any of you who I have because then you're going to narrow it down.
Yeah, you know who you are. You're like, oh, I'm so excited. It's going to be so good.
Yeah, like, I wonder what this is. I can't wait to give it away.
Yeah, like you're going to give it away.
Well, like, I would. I think it would be nice. And
how long between when we find out who we have and we have to have a present? Because I think it's got to be fast.
We could pull them on like. The first week of December and then have a present the next week or 2 weeks later. We yeah. could open the gifts during Hanukkah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's right. You dip your toe in every water just so yeah. you get more crap.
She's really exerting her influence here. Changing the traditions.
All right. If you guys want to take a vote? But how do we pick?
It just feels like you're not.
You put your name in a hat.
Yeah, huh? We would have like Vicky or someone.
Yeah, because if I reach in the hat and pull me, I'm not going to tell anybody.
No, then you put it
because I know
back.
I'll get the best damn gift.
He's getting the iPod.
Yeah, right. Damn, excuse me.
I guess the only problem
a new car.
Would be if you were the last one, you pulled yourself, and then it's like, what do we do now?
You just redo it.
Restart.
Then everybody puts them back in?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do we write on the piece of paper with some things we like? No.
No.
You gotta just know that person.
We know each other.
Oh, man. Okay. And what's the limit?
I don't know. I don't want to go crazy.
Yeah, like 25.
1,000? Oh.
We don't make a lot. I mean, back here, this is old days. Job in general.
Slacker, pick me. Please.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you
you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. Are you doing this? Am I doing this? You want me to do it? You want you to do it?
No, I'll do it.
Okay.
I have a list here that I found.
No. Oh, okay.
It's a list. Sorry, it's not a ranking.
Yeah. Right.
I did not come up with this. It would be very much different if I came up with it. These are the things that if you see any of these in your man's car, you can rely on him for pretty much anything is what it says.
Hold on. Now, the way I read it is different. So if you see any of these... You can rely on him, or do you have to see like a bunch of them? Mm. Like if he just has one of the things, you can't automatically rely on a dude.
Right.
But if he's got a certain percentage of these, how many items?
There are 11. I don't know if we'll get to all 11, but it says more than a couple.
More than a couple.
Real specific here.
Okay. Let's go. Let's see.
So,
this is to figure out, this is kind of a dating test for me.
Yes.
To see if I'm...
Yeah. If you're ever going to pick a girl up for a date, you better have these things.
So I should just have these like... Get rid of my flex cuffs and shovel and lime. L-Y-M-E. Mm-hmm.
Well, we'll see. They might be on the list.
What is that?
Lime? It's what John Wayne Gacy would pour on the body. It makes a body decompose faster. So if you like throw a body in a hole, you like dump a bunch of lime on it, I think.
Yeah, maybe throw that John Wayne Gacy book out of the car.
Yeah, not have that or the... Your manifesto.
I'm going to go to...
Is manifesto one of the things? Please say manifesto is one of the things.
No, it might have been number 12. Didn't quite make the top 11. So this is good for Dane, too, if he has any of these in his car.
Okay. Probably doesn't.
We'll see if I...
No, he's a keeper. I bet you he has all of them.
He's not a tidy car guy.
No, but I bet you he's Johnny on the spot.
Okay.
Does he have anti-nausea pills?
Hold on. Dumbest list I ever heard. Guys don't have these.
From number one?
I didn't make.
He does make sure that I am prepared with them when we go on long car rides.
Okay. I think that's a caveat.
Oh, yeah.
Because I have some in my purse all times.
You'd make a good boy.
Aaron would be a good man.
Okay, yeah, it says having meds on hand for someone else shows that he thinks ahead and cares about his passengers. Aaron, great
just
job.
Just ride great like job. A dog. Put your head out the window. What?
Do you understand car sickness?
I do, but I get a little bit car sick, but you bring it on yourself more often than not. Just don't read. Like, anytime.
I'm not reading.
I can't read
that's
in a car,
most people who I've ever been around, when they get car sick, it's because they're not look. You look at the horizon, you're not going to get car sick. But as soon as you start looking at your phone, you're going to be like, wah, wah, wah. You lose.
And there's a setting on your phone that has like the dots. That goes
really?
when you're moving.
Yeah,
and
it tries to help you.
Yeah.
I didn't know that existed. That's awesome. Okay. Sorry, my daughter tried to read a book in the car on the way to school this morning. She was like, whoa. And I'm like, what are you doing? You can't read while you're in the car. You can't.
Yeah. All right. This is things reliable men should have in their car. First aid kit.
No.
My
gosh, you guys.
What? No. I have that. Yeah.
There's no way Dane has that.
Are you kidding me?
Most of the new cars also kind of come with one, don't they, these days?
Where? No.
Yeah.
I have a new car and there is no, at least
I would
that,
check
not
the
that
trunk
I've seen.
On like the side or under the.
I don't think I have one. What?
Dane
what
does
doing?
Not have a new car.
Yeah.
So. I don't want to help her get better. That's what the flex cuffs and the shovel and the lime are for.
Oh my gosh, you're the worst.
In fairness, I have one that I think my dad gave to me that used to be his. I think it's from the 70s.
Yeah,
like,
it's
never been opened.
Expired.
But you have it and you don't really use it.
There's like a non-sticky Band-Aid in there. He's like, yeah.
Can't do no. Okay. So I'm 0 for 2.
Wow.
Okay. How about jumper cables?
I don't know about Dane. Do you have those? No, because your car's not.
Yeah, what would you jump on it?
You can't
jump
even
on it.
You can't jump start a car. Yeah,
I don't,
nothing.
I think you might be able to. There might be something in the frunk that you can attach because it is all battery.
Yeah.
Frunk.
Like, it's the front trunk.
I know.
There's no engine up there. Dude, I know. I'm going to tell you this. If you ever just looked at my frunk, you'd buy the car.
No.
Will you just look at my frunk?
No.
Yeah. I'm asking you nicely to look at my frunk. It's like perfect. Your fiance, it's like you can put beers in there. It's like a cooler.
Okay.
Sorry.
Beers in the car.
Yes.
No.
Beers. Okay. All so right. I am just keeping track, ladies. If you've got me on your bingo card of dateable, I'm 0 for 3.
Yeah, not going well.
And you think Dane is 0 for 3 as well?
No, 1 for 3.
What's he got?
No jumper cables?
Nausea.
Oh, he's got nausea.
He might have jumper cables, but I don't spend a lot of time inspecting his car.
Okay. All right. How about tissues?
Yeah.
Gotta have tissues.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I have the fancy thing that clips in the back of my seat so I can reach back and
you
pull
think
it out.
That's
oh, like
fancy?
The back of the passenger?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's not fancy.
So I get to hit that move where I reach back behind and look all sexy.
What did you do to make her cry in the first place?
Why is she crying?
What's it for?
Allergies.
Oh, God. Just wipe it on your sleeve. I always have the little ones.
Okay.
I put the little ones in all the areas of my
smart.
Car. Okay. So I have one. Slacker's on the board.
I feel like T-Hacks all?
Yeah.
All the above?
Yeah, we didn't even
I don't have
you.
An anti-nausea pill.
But you have the rest of these.
I have the rest, yeah.
So T-Hack is a 3 right now?
Okay. Yes. Number 5, gum. He should have gum in his car.
Yes.
I cannot tell you how much gum I have in my car at all times.
Because it's a lot?
I just love gum. I am a chain gummer.
Yeah,
one
you
letter
are a
of
gum
that.
Guy.
I just
you used
I can't.
To sit your gum on the
I know,
table
and I
there.
Had to, I finally stopped. Once Princess got here, I was like, I better cool that.
You're
yeah,
you
because
would take
we
it
have
out
to start
mouth?
We start the show and I'm like, I don't have time to throw it away, so I just set it here. Mm-hmm. And then occasionally if we have too long of a break, I'm like, I'll just get a few more chews out of that.
Oh my god.
It's kinda like another member of the show.
Yeah. The gum.
Okay. I don't
have
gum.
Chew.
I have mints. Does that count, you think?
I don't know. What does it say on your thing?
It says
gum. Does it say mints or gum?
It's a small touch, but it shows consideration, fresh breath, calm nerves while driving.
Yeah, so
yeah, I think mints counts then.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, so he's at 4 then.
Yeah, well
4 to 2.
Of course he's gonna be
our dateable factors.
Yeah.
Number 6, things a man should have in his car. A phone charger.
I have every kind of phone charger.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yes.
That's good.
Yeah, okay. You never know who you're going to pick up.
Okay. Yeah.
I just have one that I plug my phone into just for my CarPlay thing.
Yeah.
When I want to listen to the Odyssey app or
Right.
You know, what is the Odyssey app? Can we get the Slacker Show on the Odyssey app?
Yeah, you can. Yeah, you can stream it live or listen on demand. It's really great, actually.
Is it really?
It is, yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to get it right now.
O-D-Y-A-U-D.
No, he said Odyssey, though.
Right, A-U-D.
Why would you spell Odyssey with an A?
Because sometimes Slacker, you do.
Audio.
Yeah, Audio.
Oh, but it says here there's an Odyssey app that has podcasts. Why don't I just get that one?
I don't know what it is, but I'm going to come across this table and punch you.
Yeah.
Do you want to get to the rest of this? Because we're out of time.
Yeah, let's do the rest.
Okay.
We're kind of neck and neck here, right?
Yeah,
we're
having 5-3.
Okay.
TX a better man than me.
Yes.
But he's married, ladies, so don't even try. If you want to hear the rest of things a man should have in his car, is coming next.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.
All right, we're doing a manly test. Not really a man test. It's like a reliable man.
Yeah. I don't want to call it a man test because I'm winning. I have all of these.
You literally have everything in your car. Yeah, but you're weird.
Is it emergency preparedness
I'm
test?
I'm just prepared.
Here's what the headline says. It says if your man has these 11 things in his car, you can rely on him for pretty much anything. I have, how many are you through right now? Six?
Yeah, six.
I have 3 of the 6.
Okay.
Okay.
Hack has 5 of the 6. Mm-hmm. Aaron has multiples of all of them.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So real quick, the first 6 were anti-nausea pills.
Who had this?
A first aid kit, jumper cables, got to have those.
I'm 0-3 right there.
Tissues.
Got
that's
that.
That's where you were on the board. Gum and phone chargers. Mm-hmm. Those are the 6.
Okay. Okay.
I will say there's 5 more, and the most important thing you should have in your car, not on the list. Mm-hmm. So we'll get to that.
There's a bonus.
There's a bonus.
I know what it's going to be. Because I agree. I don't have those. I should.
Ooh.
Oh.
Okay.
You said those. That makes me think you don't know.
Oh, boy.
We'll see.
We'll see. Okay. Number 7.
Yeah.
Spare change.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Oh, I have credit.
It's for.
I have credit.
You just have some on you?
I know. What? You just got change out of. Where'd you pull that from,
my
weirdo?
My pocket. I don't
who
know.
Who carries?
Just like Hack has
Erica?
A pen in his pocket, I have change in my pocket.
Why would anyone need spare change? What does your little survey say? For what? For a parking meter?
Yeah.
Credit card?
Not always.
Yeah, always. Maybe. Right now, always.
It says classic just in case cash. Mm-hmm. It indicates mindfulness and even generosity.
Here's what it indicates to me. You're in the dark ages. Like, I can get anything I want.
Why are you so angry about this?
Because spare change is the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Oh, I have a lot of it in my car.
Yeah, I think Dane does too.
Ratchet.
It's for a parking meter. What if you need to run in
real quick? No, most of the parking meters don't even take it anymore. Like, you're down in Cherry Creek. There's not even a meter anymore.
Yeah.
It's QR code.
Or that.
You're so worked up.
Because I'm losing. Obviously, this is why I get.
Thank you for being honest with us.
I love that.
But, I don't like it when something dumb like that is on the list. I can get far. Him and his spare change versus me and my Amex. Who's getting farther? Okay. Who's getting farther?
That's not the question here.
Who's more? Who's somebody you can rely on more? He can get you 75 cents worth of stuff.
I can't fight with you on this.
It's the dumbest thing in the world. Like, spare change being on the list is ridiculous. But I'll keep it. I'm at 3. You're at 6. Aaron's at 400.
Yeah, I know.
I think Dane's at 5 now.
Is he really?
Yeah.
He has spare change?
Yeah.
Loser.
How do you know? Where else do you put it? You get spare change every once in a while.
How would I get spare change? Tell me how that happens.
I've given up.
How would I get it?
I can't.
How would I get spare change? That implies that I'm having some sort of back and forth with a car hop who's got the weird little thing. Ching, 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 ching. And they're getting change out.
You just go into the grocery store and you have a 20, use that.
Right.
And then change.
I go into the grocery store and I go, boop, ta-da.
You're what's wrong with the world sometimes.
Oh my God. I'm not what's wrong. Okay. This is the dumbest thing. 303-222-5423. Back me up on the spare change. Spare change is dumb. Thank you.
The next one.
Oh, my head.
Moving on. An electronic toll transponder or tag.
Oh, like the easy toll or whatever?
Yeah. It's good.
Okay.
Yeah, I have that.
Barely had that, though. No, you don't have it.
We don't have it.
What the?
I've had it for a couple years. It's
Erica, how do you go to the airport? You just let them do your license plate and they charge you too much.
I don't know.
Oh, my God. Okay.
I'm usually in an Uber.
Okay. So me and my Amex, if you were writing them nasty messages, direct them now at Princess.
To go to the airport?
Please drive
me. I just don't usually drive myself because it's more expensive.
Okay.
Aaron, are you on the board with this one?
I don't have an e-tool.
What? Oh. And she lived here a long time. Her whole life.
Oh.
I'm sorry for pointing so close to you.
How the mighty have fallen.
I know.
Slacker at 4. T-Hack at 7. We're thinking Dane is somewhere in the 5 range. Okay. And Aaron now tied with T-Hack on things you got to have in a man's car to sleep with him.
Number 9. 9? A clean interior.
I got you all on that one.
Dane does not have that. And
does
I love
wrappers?
There's just
No.
It's mostly sparkling water cans.
No, that's the worst.
You put them in recycle, dude, every time you pull in the garage. Well, you don't have a garage.
We don't have a garage.
Oh, but they're kind of leaking, aren't they? Like yeah, the no, little dude, bit that's left. Oh, yeah, you look like you've had this conversation.
Recently.
Where are you at on clean?
I'm pretty clean. Where I get tripped up is my son rides in the back of my car sometimes. Mm.
You're not answering the question.
My car, the 3 seats are pristine because I'm the only one who ever rides in it.
So you're going to give yourself this one?
I'll take it off because, to be honest, it's not clean in the back seat because of my son. So I'll
throw the 6-year-old under the bus.
Yep. It is 5-5-7, the
Erica,
dark horse.
We've also had that conversation. Time or two.
Okay. What else?
Let's see the next one. An air freshener that's not overwhelming. Anyone? Air freshener?
I used to always, when you have the regular vents, I like the one you like a little clip on.
That's what I have.
The Tesla, I'm not being pretentious, it doesn't have regular vents. Like the dash just has a slit all the way across and there's nowhere to put one. And I hate things hanging off my rearview mirror.
Mm. Yeah, I don't have one either. I used to have it, but then I just went away from it.
I don't think Dane has one.
So we're all stuck in our current score. Aaron, as the male representing, where are you at?
I do have an air freshener, so I'm 9.
Ooh.
We didn't even, ask Aaron, does your boyfriend have these? We just went straight to, you? Yeah. The prepared one in the relationship.
Okay. The last one on the list.
Before the bonus one.
Before the bonus. A state park sticker. It shows he gets out, he ventures into nature, and may have self-sufficiency and spontaneity.
Does the state park's license plate thing that gets you into the state park's
That's,
count?
That I think it's a gray area. I have that. You don't need a sticker anymore.
I think we could count it.
Yeah, we could count that.
Dane's
got
it.
I guarantee you, Tiak does not have that.
No, I don't have that.
He's like, can you give me a refund for never, ever even driving by a state park?
Yeah, where's the AC at the state park?
So I got to 6 there.
Proud of you.
I got a little more than half of the things.
That's pretty good. You're reliable.
Yes. Yeah. You should sleep with me if you're listening.
Okay.
I think Dane got to 7.
Did he?
I think so.
Okay.
Maybe 6.
Yeah. You should sleep with Dane.
Yes.
Nope.
Maybe Dane and I should sleep
with Dane. There is one person for that job.
Here is the all-knowing, omnipotent T-Hack with the one that's missing for a reliable man.
The most important thing you should always have in your car is a blanket.
Oh.
A trunk blanket.
What?
You gotta have a blanket for a picnic, for a concert, for your children, for a cozy night in the back seat.
To cover the body.
A blanket.
I'm not on board with you.
A trunk blanket?
I totally thought he was gonna say an extra pair of underwear.
Oh.
I keep those on me, not in the car.
His underwear are big enough to be a blanket.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
Are we really gonna do this? Do we want to do this?
What are we doing?
Mm-hmm.
It's a special Turkey Day edition of Joking Off.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
We're just going to, just amongst ourselves, like just this circle, like a circle joke.
Okay.
Be so careful.
Is Joking Off better or Circle Joke? How do you want to?
Joking Off is better.
Okay.
If you have a good one, you can always text it though.
I don't run these things past anybody in the room before we're live on the air. And sheer amount of discomfort in this room right now is palpable. I think my work here is done. So we're just going to tell each other jokes for the next couple minutes. But they have to be.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're going for good, but we're also you're going for bad, right?
Yeah.
You don't want it to be too good.
We really want on theme. We want a Thanksgiving theme. So, yeah, text in if you have any.
Did you already give the number? 303-222-5423. Who wants to start?
I can.
Okay.
Oh, no. She's already gone.
Why was the sweet potato so confident?
Okay. Okay, why?
It knew it was a hot potato. You like that?
Yeah, I like it. I fall for all of them.
Yeah.
Why don't turkeys play football?
Because they don't have hands.
You know, when it's a question, you don't have to answer. You know what I'm saying? It's like, they're afraid of getting stuffed. Football term there.
Okay.
Yeah. Deac didn't understand that one.
Yeah.
Is he going to participate because he hates Thanksgiving?
Yeah,
but he loves dad jokes.
Yeah, this is my new tradition. Instead of a dinner, I'll tell jokes.
Okay.
Mm. Oh, which side of the turkey has the most feathers? The outside.
Wow, maybe a little more pause there, though. Or you were afraid Erica was going to answer?
Yeah.
You gotta just rush right to the side of turkey.
Why don't turkeys ever get lost?
They
gobble, gobble their way home.
No, they always follow the breadcrumbs.
Oh, I see.
You can also, instead of texting in jokes... No, I was going to say you could text in the word stop, but
no.
You will never get texts from us again. 303-222-5423. Let's see. Why did the dinner rolls start a band?
Because it was all on a roll?
Yeah, rock and roll.
Both of your answers are better than mine, so can we leave it at that? They had the perfect buns for it. What does that have to do with a band? Should have been,
why is the dinner roll a model?
Yeah, what is that? That's a terrible joke.
All right, why did the pie go to the dentist?
Why did the pie go to the dentist? Because his teeth hurt. Sorry, I'm being Erica. What?
Because it needed a filling.
Oh, that's a cute one.
Pie filling.
That's good. Another pie one for Erica. What's the best thing to put into pumpkin pie?
Pumpkin.
Your teeth.
Oh, kind of the reverse of my,
Who's going?
What about a fork?
No, just
utensils. Yeah.
What is the key to making a great Thanksgiving?
Oh. Not having tea hacks.
I know. This one's so obvious.
I feel like I know
the
it.
The turkey.
Turkey. Well, what did the turkey say to the computer?
That?
What did the turkey say to the computer? God, how much longer do you guys want to go on this?
Come on, you'll like this.
What did the turkey say to the computer? I don't know.
Google, Google, Google. I can't do a good turkey sound. I actually, it just sounded like I was dying, so.
What did the stuffing say to the gravy boat?
Get in me, baby.
What is going on?
And you didn't want to call it circle joke?
I didn't know.
Get in. What did the stuffing say to the gravy boat?
Lather me up.
Let's let her keep answering. It's getting better.
I'm going to ask the question again. What did the stuffing say to the gravy boat?
Oh, just to the boat.
Yeah.
My next thought was pour some sugar on me.
It would be gravy, not sugar.
Well, right.
What did the stuffing say to the gravy? You poor thing.
I was better.
Poor.
It's like, yeah.
Guys, I'm gonna let us each have one more.
Okay.
And then I'm gonna do what the listeners are texting. We've lost all text subscribers.
Okay.
Because everyone's texting the same word. Go ahead, anybody who wants to go.
What smells the best at Thanksgiving dinner? Your nose.
I thought you were gonna say like in the trash can. And it was gonna be a personal one. Why did the cranberry turn red?
Because it wanted some sugar poured on him.
That's actually...
Get in me, baby. What did she say? She said, Lather. What in God's name?
Shimmy. No one else wants to take a stab at it?
No.
That wasn't a joke. It's okay. So why did the cranberry turn red? It saw the turkey dressing.
Oh.
Thanks for supporting me.
Go ahead.
Who isn't hungry at Thanksgiving?
T-Hack.
Yeah. Me?
The turkey, because he's already stuffed.
And?
It's kind of sinister.
Yeah.
I don't trust the turkey this year.
Because it's a little naughty mint.
Are you okay?
No.
If you want the answer, you're going to have to text in because I'm not going to tell you now.
Come on.
I don't trust the turkey this year. He's given me the bird.
Oh, funny.
That naughty little meat.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
Something different is happening in the studio today. There's a little bit of a different vibe. Don't love the way Slacker's looking.
I just can't look at him.
This is positive.
I can't look at him. Oh.
And I have follow-up questions.
I look straight at it. Oh!
T-Hack is wearing a whole new jazzy kind of shirt.
There's a thing going on over there.
Yeah, what? It's like a waffle towel.
Yeah.
But it's not a towel. Sorry. It's like
the texture of my robe.
Yeah, like a bigger towel. No.
Yep.
You good?
Keep going. Yeah.
A big towel.
It's like a big waffle print, but it's a button up.
Is there
with a
way that you could stop insulting him and let me do it?
Go for it.
What?
I want to bring him
a drink with an umbrella in it for one.
What?
But it's long sleeve.
It's not linen.
Yeah, it's
it
not
looks
linen.
Linen-y, though.
No,
from
it doesn't.
Here.
Is it more cotton?
Yeah,
fabric?
It's pretty thick. It's just a waffle knit.
I know,
shirt
but doesn't he seem and
that
his
I'm
hair
regretting
is
purchasing?
His hair has a little more
great
product in it. It's like pulled. It's just like,
very McDreamy.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
There's a lot of like, what's a very famous 70s song? You know, Mamma Mia.
Okay,
here
no,
I go.
That's what you chose.
That's what you're going. Yeah, no,
yeah,
not that. But like I. Don't
thank
you think?
You all.
I don't mean any of mine as a compliment.
Okay. Yeah, I walked in, or when you walked in. Okay.
Why don't you?
Well, what? You can't tell by the way I
am. There we go. That is exactly what you're doing.
Yes,
yeah. Please, for the love of God, unbutton one.
Gladly.
Oh, yes! Oh my God! I saw my ovaries move.
I feel uncomfortable. I feel like I just saw too much of T-Hack.
That's.
This
so
is like
hot.
When I saw your feet, Slacker.
This is so hot. Oh, God, don't do that. Don't do that.
Okay, now no one.
Here's the good space.
No one's on my side
anymore. How did you do with your head?
I don't know.
I have questions.
Okay. Yes.
It's a great look. Don't get me wrong. It is a great look.
I did compliment you when you walked
thank
in.
Thank you. This is exactly what I was worried about happening
yeah,
when
sure.
I picked it out. This.
Okay, so... So you know the show's about honesty.
Uh-huh.
And I believe you've already chosen a lie in the last 5 seconds.
Yes, I lied.
Okay,
wait,
see?
About-
I didn't pick it out.
Ah!
I put it on, I didn't pick it out.
There is literally no way T-Hack was in a store looking online and went, that shirt, I'm going to buy that shirt. That shirt looks great on him.
Yeah.
He didn't pick it. There's... No chance. You can tell. This is why I'm undateable at this particular time, because I have chosen all of my clothes for the last 3 or 4 or 5 years. And it's like, you can tell. What am I in? I'm monochromatic, gray or black, hoodie, jeans.
Actually, that makes you extremely dateable, because you don't, like, looking at T-Hack, you're like, there's a woman involved here.
Oh, well, yeah.
So it's better, like, when I'm at Dane...
He needed help.
There was no woman involved. And actually, we've been discussing.
Oh,
I love him with my whole soul.
Okay.
But there was clearly not a woman involved. He had the beard, like the long beard.
Yeah, the big.
Yeah, and he was wearing like some weird hat. Okay. But my question for you was, where'd you get it? Because Dane and I have been discussing that he might need a little bit of like a
pick-me-up?
Girlfriend/wife glow up.
Okay.
Yeah, figuring out the timing of when this is going
to
happen.
So but when do you want him to get moving on that? Like, do you want him so he's hitting his stride when you get married, or you want him like?
Yeah. So we got to start.
Okay.
So where did you get that?
This shirt is from H&M.
Perfect.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's wearability then. Those things, look.
The women's section.
Clearly.
No, it's, okay. It's a man's shirt.
Okay.
Do you think they make women's shirts this big?
Listen, he's mad at me because the first thing I said to him was, do they sell any men's shirts where you got that?
Right.
Literally the first words out of my mouth.
Yeah, so supportive.
Yeah, two kinds of people.
It's from
H&M.
We went. You're right. My wife picked it out. This was a shirt I wore to Alice in Winterland last year. Actually.
Oh, yeah. You've worn that before?
I have. Yes. Okay. And I believe you said the same thing.
Okay. Ooh, perfect. So.
And my wife also picked it out for me to wear today.
Oh, she did.
Like, okay. Actually put it. Yeah.
Why today? Are you guys going on a date or something? Because you look like you're set for something.
I get very. Is overstimulated the right word? I don't know. I have so many shoes. I have so many clothes that all go together because I do the capsule wardrobe. And I just get so, like, I can't decide.
You're overwhelmed.
Yeah. And so I go to her and I go, will you just pick something that you like that looks good?
It's the decision fatigue.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, exactly. That's what I have for sure. And she kind of likes it. Sometimes she finds it annoying. But she kind of likes it because she's like, styling me, you know,
like having a Barbie in real life.
Yeah,
again, I should say. I'm sorry.
I don't know with that hair. What was the friend? Gidget? Doesn't she have a
Alan?
No, doesn't Barbie have a brown-haired friend? Barbie has a brown-haired friend named. It's like Gidget or something stupid.
That sounds familiar.
Are you Midge?
Midge. Midge is the pregnant one. I think she got discontinued pretty quickly. Okay. Teresa's the more well-known.
Who the hell is Gidget?
I honestly have no idea.
Who is Gidget? And it's got to be something my parents watch. It might be from a nun show or something.
Yeah, so you're giving a nun show, T-Hack. What are you talking about?
No, there was just a TV character or a movie character named Gidget. I swear to
you
God.
You are correct. 1959. She's, I don't know.
Was she on like My Favorite Nun or something?
She was from a novel, 1957, called Gidget, and then turned it into a movie.
I feel like Sally Field played her.
You're right. I think it is Sally Field. Like a young Sally Field?
Sally Field has been young forever.
Her. Yeah, you're correct.
Sally Field has looked like Sally Field. Like Sally Field right now is as hittable as she was in Smokey and the Bandit. But it's wild.
Are you calling him Sally?
He's got Gidget vibes.
Oh my God. The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
My story... I'm really just talking about it because I want Erica to lose it.
Okay.
Did I burn it?
Perfect. Oh, does it? Okay. My story, sometimes it's best to keep it between you two.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
My story's out of Florida.
Everybody gets mad at me when I yell, so yay.
But we're doing it now.
Well, a woman in that state.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you before. What state?
A woman in Florida. She is in a bit of trouble. Okay. She has been arrested, and the reasoning is...
Sorry,
is truly... Yeah, well, you're going to be choking on this one, too.
Okay.
So this woman and her boyfriend said, you know what, let's spice things up. Let's menage a trois, if you will. Let's take it to the next level with another person.
Yes.
If you're following me. So they invited another female friend to their home.
Excuse me for a moment.
Yeah, exactly. And they said, you know what, baby, let's do this. Then all the parties involved decided, wait a minute, this is weird, and we should not, and this is too close.
We're Florida people. This is
just the baseline.
Okay.
For whatever reason, because they did not follow through, this woman said, you know what, I'm going to punch my boyfriend a lot.
Oh my
god. Multiple times in the face while he sat on their couch. She was arrested shortly after the assault and has been ordered not to have any contact with her boyfriend. So she went from having at least one partner to hoping for two to zero.
Oh no, in prison there's plenty of partners.
Okay, or that.
And that guy went from the best night of his life to the worst.
He gets punched.
Yeah, what the heck?
You can't do it for three-way. You do it, man. You do it. All right.
My story is out of the UK.
Oh, you don't say.
We could go for a couple.
Is that Lowe's better? Let's get on the bus.
Wow. We had it, and then you just,
You
could have said tube.
Let's get on the
mind
tube.
The gap.
Yeah.
Door holder number three.
Right.
Anyone remember that?
No. You don't.
Door holder number three.
From what?
It was this little kid who was doing a Christmas pageant, and okay, he's like, I got a really good role. And he's like, I'm door holder number three.
Do you know what's excited? Do you know what's amazing? Stupendously Stupid Stories is supposed to be this real quick shotgunning yeah. of two yeah. quick stories, okay. and then we move on with the rest of the show.
Okay. Hello.
Yeah, so a couple in the UK were returning home from an evening out, a nice, okay. lovely evening.
Lovely.
When they heard a strange noise coming from inside the house.
Were you trying to do a British accent?
No. No. It's a strange noise.
She was close, but...
The husband told his wife to wait outside, wait in the yard. I'm going to go check on this.
Wait in the yard.
Never waiting in the yard.
Yeah, wait in the yard. What if there's something in there? What if it's a bear?
Exactly. He went up there. The burglar heard the man coming up the stairs, said, I got to get out of here. He decided to jump out of the window where he landed right in front of the wife.
Oh, but not on him.
He broke his leg.
Oh, oh yeah. Lovely. Lovely.
And so not only did the wife had to be like, you were just in my house. What is this? She had to call 911 for him.
No, she didn't.
Oh, you're right. She had to call
999, I believe. Yeah. It's 999.
And he's like, oh, my bloody leg.
Right. All right.
Thank God he didn't fall on the wife.
I know.
Because that would have really
sucked. If he fell on the wife, we would have lost Erica.
We would have.
That's true, tragic.
They fell on
each
other.
I'll never forget the Spaniards who fell on one another.
Yeah, that's what they were.
All right.
Wow.
Those.
Thank you.
Were all the stupid people we could find. Or today.
KALC and KALC HD1, Denver Boulder.
The Slacker Show.
Broadcasting from the Belco Credit Union Studios. Bank like a Colorado local with Belco Credit Union. Visit Belco.org today.
Insured by NCUA.
Alice 105.9.
Always free on the Odyssey app.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.